Back now with Day to Day, MIT is suing superstar architect Frank Gehry. The university claims that design flaws in its Stata Center have resulted in persistent leaks, drainage problems, and mold growing on its brick exterior. The $300 million building is part of a bunch of new architecturally significant buildings on the MIT campus, which sits across the river from Boston. Paul Goldberger is architecture critic for The New Yorker magazine. He joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, describe for us, because we can't really see it on the radio, what does this building look like?
This building's a very curious and strange and actually, I think, very beautiful and powerful structure. It looks in some ways like a building that has almost melted, as if it had been made of chocolate or something, because the facades are curved and they sort of ooze. And there are lots of different sections that all come together into a kind of funny jumble, but a very conscious and deliberate jumble. One critic described it as looking like a cartoon, but meant that positively.
Well, so what went so wrong?
It's hard to know what went so wrong in this case. I don't believe the enemy is sort of architecture itself, which a lot of people have been saying and are going to say, that do an unusual building and you're sure to run into problems. It may well be, and I know Frank Gehry claims, that the problem was that MIT, to save money, insisted on a number of changes at the end of the design that he objected to, and certain things were left out that would have prevented these problems. Ultimately, it's going to come down to a lot of really fine points that will come out either in court or in negotiation between the architect, the building contractor, and the owner, which is MIT. Who did what and who cut what out and who did what the wrong way and so forth.
And how common is this for the client to sue the architect and say, you know, you gave me a faulty product?
It's important to remember that lots of buildings leak, not just unusual buildings like the Frank Gehry building. Plenty of ordinary buildings leak. It's just water is the great enemy of architecture. And it just happens much more than people admit. Lawsuits are unusual because it's very rare that a client will decide it's entirely the architect's fault. Part of the reason is that nobody puts a gun at the head of a client and says, you must build this building. Clients are free to say, you know what, we just think this is a little too far out, a little too unusual, we're not comfortable with it. We need you to either find a simpler design that's a little more conventional, or we need to go to another architect. I mean, that happens a lot of the time, and things get resolved at that early stage. For whatever reason, MIT let Frank Gehry build what was kind of his wildest, most far-out idea, then cut a number of things out of it at the last minute to save money, and then it started leaking.
But it does bring to mind another famous architect, also with the first name Frank, and that's Frank Lloyd Wright, who's a lot of his buildings have had some severe structural problems.
Sure did, and definitely big water problems.
Right. I mean,
falling water, which is possibly the greatest house ever built in America, in Pennsylvania, was famous for leaking. So there's no question that when you do things that are unusual, there are certain risks that you take as part of the deal. It's not that all buildings don't have a potential of leaking. They do, and as I said, lots of conventional buildings do. But the odds that something will happen are higher when a building is unusual and somewhat experimental. But if a client goes to an architect like Frank Gehry and specifically asks for something like that, then they are assuming at least a certain degree of risk.
Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Paul Goldberger. He's architecture critic for The New Yorker magazine.